And swish. That's 10 points for me and 6 for you. Come on, bro. You gotta step your game up or you're gonna be doing my homework for a week. Let's go. Show me what you got. Well, that's a good shot. Just a little off the mark. You do seem to miss the mark a lot. Oh, I'm just teasing. Don't take it so hard. Come on, I'll drive to the net now. See if you can stop me. Oh, fuck. That's a flagrant foul. You're disqualified. Oh, don't apologize, you moron. It's a rough game. I can take it. Just don't be surprised when I knee you in the nuts the next time you have the ball. Payback is a bitch, right? God. Focus, focus. And another bucket for me. A commanding lead. Okay, dude, you look like you could use a break. You're sweating like a pig. It is damn hot out here, isn't it? Sit down. Here, have a drink of water. I'm worried you're gonna die of heat stroke or something, but at least you get to have your shirt off. I'm so jealous. I wish I could play topless. Sure, I could just wear my sports bra, but I'm so sweaty now that it's soaked through anyway. It'd be way too revealing for a pickup game in a city park. That's for sure. Tits can be such a pain in the ass sometimes. Yeah, I know you like them, duh. Every guy does. Literally everyone. I guess they're just the burden that we girls have to bear. It'd just be nice if they were a little smaller and didn't bounce around so much. They totally get in the way. Yeah, I'm sure you'd like the way they bounce. Wouldn't you love it if we played a game of shirts versus skin and I was on team skin? Hell, you'd even be worse at defense than you are now. And imagine trying to drive around me to the hoop with my tits in your face. Okay, big guy. Enough talking about my tits. If we don't stop, you're gonna have a hell of a hard on. And in those shorts, it'll be rather graphic. So, are you ready for round two? Too tired? I guess I wore you out. This is a lot harder than playing a video game version of basketball, isn't it? Oh, come on. You're being too sensitive. I just like to tease you. The nerd boy with the star basketball girlfriend. Now get your ass up and let's see if you can guard me while I practice driving to the net. This time, no fouls, or you are seriously gonna get kicked in the balls. The things I deal with. And 2 more points for me. What is that? Like 1,006? Okay, fine. We can be done now. But seriously, thanks for helping me practice. You are the best boyfriend a basketball star could ever have. Even if you're not good at that game, I owe you one for trying so hard. Although I definitely kicked your ass, so I think you owe me one. But I was only kidding about doing my homework for a week. That's not nearly enough. I need a lot more than that. And I think you need something too. All this talk about me being topless got you pretty worked up, didn't it? You know, we could go back to my house. My parents won't be home for a couple of hours. And if you really want, we could practice some ball handling in the rec room in our basement. Okay, cool. And I get to be on team skin this time. It'd be nice to get out of this bra, that's for sure. Come on, nerd boy. Let's go to my house and see if you can stop me when I'm topless. Shit, this is gonna be so easy. You can't keep your eyes off my naked tits. And your shirts are standing up like a 6-person tent. It's gonna be hard. I mean, difficult to play basketball even with a hard on like that. I don't think you can even dribble with something sticking out like that. Hey, I got an idea. We could play a new version of the skin versus shirts game. But this one's called topless versus bottomless. And you, my dearest dweeby boyfriend, are gonna be on team bottomless. Okay, try and open it. Okay, here, I'll help you with your uniform. Oh, wow, you are so fucking hard. Now I remember why I let you hang around. Even though you can't guard me for shit when we practice, how could I say no to a guy with a cock like this? Maybe you'll be able to guard me a little bit better now since I'm distracted by that beautiful cock. Hey, you can't grab me like that. That's totally a foul. No hands on tits. It's right there in the rule book. Plus, if you slap that cock against me one more time, you're gonna get disqualified. But I do have to admit, I like watching your big balls bouncing. They aren't quite as big as basketballs, but they are impressive. And, well, they sure do bounce. Hey, that's not fair. You can't steal the ball when I'm admiring your dick. Okay, fine. I'll admit, you got the better of me this time. Give me the back of the ball now. You won't get me a second time, I promise. Come on, give me back the ball. I have to practice. Oh, Jesus, you are so horny. Fine, what do you want? A hand job? A blow job? No, you're not gonna get any pussy today. You're the moron that forgot to get any more condoms, okay? Fine, you are such a horny fucker. Let's make this interesting. How about a little wager? How about we up the stakes today? If you can steal the ball from me, legit steal. No grabbing my tits or slapping me with your dong, none of that shit. Just legit steal the ball from me in the next 10 seconds. If you do that, then you can fuck me bare. But if you can't get it away from me, then you can have my pussy, kiss it, and make me come for as long as I want. And you don't get to come. No pussy for you. No blowjob. No handjob. Just licking my pussy for as long as I want. Is it a deal? Alright. Here we go. Gotta try harder than that. Don't you want to be inside my sweet little pussy? 8. Did you grab my wrist? That's a foul, dude. 5 second count off for that. 3. Okay. 2. You'll never get it, you know. No sex for the nerd boy. Okay, here you go. Take it. I'm literally just handing you the ball. Take it. Let's see if you can get this one this time. 1? Oh no, you won. Of course it counts. You took the ball from me in under 10 seconds, right? Sure, I'll hand it to you. You took the ball from me in under 10 seconds. Of course it counts. Okay, if it makes you feel better, I suggest a compromise. If you lick me, and meaning my pussy and you make me come, then, oh shit, you're getting pretty excited to get started on this, huh? Does my wimpy boyfriend really want my pussy that bad? Okay, I'm gonna join Team Bottomless and lay down on this exercise mat. Spread my legs nice and wide for you. Now, come on here, boy. Oh wow, what a fantastic tongue. Oh, you've always been pretty good at going down on a girl, haven't you? Shit. You're gonna make me come. Slide a finger in. Jesus, yeah, just like that. Oh my god. My finger fucking. I'm gonna fucking come. I'm coming. Okay. Okay, big guy. I guess it's your turn now. I can't believe I'm letting you do this, but you're a pretty good boyfriend, all things considered. I do owe you. For all the help you've given me, okay? I'm down on my hands and knees. I'll spread my pussy in. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god. Holy shit, it feels. Oh my god, it's so awesome. It feels so good. I love having you bare inside me. You're so deep. How do you feel your balls? Your balls deep, oh god. Take me. Make me your whore. But we better finish up. My parents are gonna get home soon and I don't. Oh god, I don't think you want them to find you balls deep in their sweet, innocent daughter's little cunt. I'll pull that big dick out and I'll finish you up. I'll turn over and lay down on my back and jerk you off until you come all over me. There you go, my handsome, stunning nerd boyfriend. Let your slutty little basketball girlfriend jack your nice big hard cock until you screw your hot chance. Are you ready to come now, big boy? Are you ready to empty those big bouncing balls in my toned athletic tummy? Let's go. 5, 4, 3. Bust your balls all over me. Drench me and come. Give me every drop. Come like a volcano for your slutty star athletic girlfriend. What a mess. You sure do come a lot, don't you? You better get cleaned up. But first, come here and give me a kiss. You are a fantastic lover, you know that. The best boyfriend I could ever want. Now I think we probably have enough time for a quick shower. I definitely need one. And if you're really good, maybe you can get a little more pussy in the shower too before my parents get home. So help me stand up and let's clean up this mess. And then we can take a shower together and we'll see where things go from there.